This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings coming at you from Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on Horse Radio Network for May 8th, episode 1165, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
I got to tell you, Jamie, this is killing me. This Preakness thing is killing me. It's coming up. It's 2 weeks away, and I lost my privileges to play Preakness.
How did you lose your privileges? I forgot.
I don't know. I did something. You said, well, if you do that, then you can't play Kegasus anymore. And man, you forgot? I could have been playing Kegasus.
Well, I just figured you would play it. I think I told you last year that you were allowed to play it only between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness.
Oh, well, in that case, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I have to upload it.
I don't remember. That's the problem is I'm not one of those great women who has those awesome memories where they can be like, well, that one time you did that. I'm not that girl. I can't remember anything. So, you know what, I envy those women who remember little nitpicky details of things their husbands did so they can hold them against them for years. I forget stuff.
Yeah, the problem is I remember the nitpicky crap, but I can't remember how to get to the shopping mall. That's not.
Oh. We all have our own special talents, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. Gosh, there's some women who are so good at stuff like that. Well,
we're going to explain in just a minute why you are on a telephone. But hold on, Jamie, because.
Oh, no.
Guess what?
Kegasus, Lord of the Infield Best.
Third Saturday in May.
Get everybody in the
room for the wilder walks of life in the middle of it all.
All right, that's good.
If any listeners remember why I don't let him play it, please email me so I can hold that against them. I need you guys to be my memory.
So anyway, Jamie is on the phone and we're going to explain that in just a minute because there's always a story and there's definitely a story today. But let's go to Jennifer first.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we will start with a trip across the pond with listener Louise, who's going to be calling in, we hope, live from Badminton Horse Trials in Jolly Old England. And then it's back stateside with every horse person's favorite pastime, horse shopping. And Ken McNabb is going to be here with a lowdown on this year's Ken McNabb Ranch Horse Sale. And I personally have picked out my favorites. And then down the stretch, the EquityMFG.com really bad ads crosses the wire to thunderous applause. So stay tuned for the parade, folks.
Jennifer's become partial to ranch horses now that she owns one and understands why cowboys enjoy sitting on them for 12 hours a day. They actually listen. My daily whinny goes out to Mary Farr. I'm just going to say thank you. She knows why I think that she's getting this daily whinny, and I don't want to go into it now because it'll have me all teary-eyed, but what your email meant a lot to me. Thank you very much, Mary. I really, really appreciate it.
And here we go. My Daily Whinny goes out to Southwest Airlines for many reasons. The first reason is saving my life. Saving my life because as we leave Phoenix and we are in the sky and we begin the descent to land into Oklahoma City, we are 1,000 feet off of the ground. And, you know, as you're, when you're descending with a toddler, the descent is the hardest part. That's why you always hear babies crying when you're landing. It's because they can't, you know, they can't pop their ears. So I'm trying to shove food into my kid's mouth to make him swallow so his ears clear. It's a nightmare. He's screaming and we're landing. We're about to touch down. And all of a sudden we feel the gas. We're ramping back up. The plane goes from nose down to nose up and we start taking off into the sky. Chad's like, uh-oh, that wasn't good.
Being the pilot. Saying that.
Yeah, he's like, that wasn't good. I'm like, what are you talking about? So Southwest Airlines saved our lives because there was a tornado that was at the airport in Oklahoma City. So they saved our lives, number one. The story keeps going when we had to land somewhere. So we flew to Tulsa, which meant we got to descent yet again with a screaming child. We land, and they keep us with a toddler in the airplane for an hour and a half. Okay, an hour and a half, they decide to keep us in the airplane. They finally decide that we can just deplane. So we go and we have a lovely dinner in the Tulsa at Quiznos in the Tulsa airport. Still not knowing what's going on in Norman, Oklahoma, my father-in-law is trapped in the Oklahoma City airport because the tornado's hitting and they've had to make everybody that was in the airport run down under the tunnel. And of course, there's no cell phone coverage down there. So he's trapped in the airport. We're in Tulsa. It was a total nightmare of travel with this kid who actually, honestly, was pretty darn good through the whole thing. He didn't care. He's whatever, wherever he is, he's fine.
He doesn't know what a tornado is yet.
No, he doesn't know what's going on. And if you saw the pictures on my Facebook page, all I did, I was like the one person that had battery life on her iPad left. So I end up sitting down and I played a movie and toddlers and children from everywhere came over and just sat down right in front of the iPad. So I held the despicable me up, you know, like John Cusack and Say Anything with the boombox. Like, I hold it up and just children embark in front of me and sit down and watch. So at any rate, they canceled our flight to go from Tulsa to basically get us back to Oklahoma City, which meant we got to stay in a hotel on Thursday night, which is fine. It was nice. They put us in a bus and they drove us to this hotel. Now, the problem is that the airplane that landed in Tulsa, they decided we're just not going to go back to Oklahoma City. The plane is destined to go to Salt Lake. So anybody who was going to go to Salt Lake, get in. We're going to Salt Lake. So they took all the luggage off of the people that were supposed to go to Oklahoma City. Everybody except for me. They missed one or two in the mix there. So my luggage went on to Salt Lake, which had my microphone and my headphones and all of the fancy equipment. So it was supposed to be delivered this morning around 9, which is 10 o'clock your time. So we'll see. I keep looking out the window, so hopefully it'll get here. But if it doesn't, then I'm on the phone, and I just get to hold the phone and walk around the room.
You did charge your phone last night, right? Because you have an iPhone that die in about 2 minutes. Okay, good.
Nope, I charged it up. We're good to go. I did plan that much ahead. So, beep, beep. Oh, crap, battery's out. Gotta go.
I saw your stories, and it was like, oh, my God, she picked the time. They're having turn. It was bad. I mean, they had people killed, and Oklahoma City itself got hit. And then you have massive flooding, too, right?
Yeah, so my father-in-law came in here and he said that the average annual rainfall at Will Rogers Airport, which is the Oklahoma City airport, okay, he's a numbers guy, is 2.5 inches. Average annual 2.5, or is that was half the year, and then 2.5 was the most they've ever had. That's 7 inches in 5 hours.
Ooh. Wow.
They've never had that much rain. It's amazing. So it's like some mind-blowing thing. So, yes, they're not used to this much rain. And I said, and you guys want me to move here when my husband retires? You're insane. And they're all like, it's not like this all the time. I promise. Like, whatever. I just got diverted because of tornadoes. And
yeah, that's what we say about Florida when the hurricanes are not blasting us off the face of the earth. Oh, it's not like that all the time.
Yeah, but it's like that some of the time, and that's the problem. You know, I guess everybody has their issues. You know, we had tornadoes in Georgia, and then you've got hurricanes, and then, you know, California's got earthquakes, and Phoenix has the sun. So I don't know. Everybody has their issues.
You know what, though? The one thing about Oklahoma is that everybody out there is – you, when you had tornadoes in Georgia, there was no storm cellar to go to, tornado shelter. They actually have those at every property in Oklahoma.
It's like my in-law's house right now. I'm like, where's your shelter? Oh, there's a safe room built under their stairs. I mean, there's just everybody has something. There was a lady apparently at the airport with my father-in-law that, you know, they know ahead of time when the weather's going to be bad. This is like Weather Central. There's just weather geeks everywhere. And this girl was in there. My father-in-law started talking to her because what do you do in a tunnel? I guess she lives in an apartment complex near the airport. And everybody from the apartment complex, when weather starts happening, they just all get in their cars and they drive over to the airport, park underneath the covered parking and go in. Like, that's what they do. Like, that's insane. But whatever, that's how it works out here.
It's safer than the apartment complex.
I know, but just, I mean, the fact that that's just part of your life, that's what we do.
I remember 20 years ago when we came down to Florida to visit my grandmother, who lived in a mobile home park. It was all double wide.
Oh, Lord.
And there was tornadoes coming that day because Florida gets tornadoes, a lot of them. Actually, Florida's like one of the biggest states for tornadoes, I guess, because of the hurricanes. But
of the mobile home parks.
Yeah, exactly. So we're in there, and there's a bad storm coming, and then there's tornado warnings, and the sirens go off. And there, I said, well, what do you do now? She said, oh, we all go to the church. They have a basement. So, and there's a church next door, and all these old people are waddling over to the church from the mobile home park, and they all get in there, and about half of them get down the stairs, right? So at least half of them would have survived because they made it down the stairs. But, yeah, that's what we did. I remember that distinctly with my grandmother.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. I think that there's a reason that mobile home parks get hit because they attract tornadoes. I don't know why, but it always seems to be like that. And so, well, we're here safe and sound. I'm just wearing my mother-in-law's pajama pants. So looking good.
Okay. We're almost at too much information.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an answer here, by the way, to the Kegasus thing.
Good.
Yeah, before I do that, because then I'll have stop playing.
Kegasus, Lord of the Infield.
Because after I tell you, I'll have to stop playing it again.
That's when the Preakness comes to Pimlico.
Okay, Robbins wrote to me. Donahue.
I love Robbins. I love her.
She's your memory, and she said, it was because of our little trivia game. If I won, no Kegasus. If Glenn won, no My Little Pony.
That's right. Of course you would remember. Well, there you go, Glenn. Sorry about your luck.
I do remember now that's how that happened. Yep. Mm-hmm. I got it in twice this morning. Make me happy. My little pony. And I did just get a report from Badminton. Our listener is trying to connect through Skype to our system here. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not quite sure how that's going to go, but she is attempting to connect.
Hey, Glenn.
That is not a good sign.
Yes.
Do you wonder if when you go to those podcasting conferences, they see you come in the door and all the little podcasting geeks there with their pocket protectors whisper to each other go, it's that guy. He's the one with the sound issues.
Am I having sound issues again?
No, just because our life is guided by whatever technical issue of the day is.
Hey, you know? I want to remind both of you two that you talk about me going to the Pocket Protector Convention. You're both podcasters, so
dang it.
Just saying, you can only use that one so far.
Glenn, just because we like Star Trek doesn't mean we get dressed up and go to the conventions, okay? Same thing.
Hey, you want, while we're waiting to maybe hear from England, she's trying to get through now. I was thinking of big houses. You know, we were talking on Wednesday about how badminton is at a huge house there in castle in England. Well, there's a little estate for sale in Connecticut that you could avoid moving to Oklahoma if you just moved to Wilton, Connecticut. And it's at the reduction in this price is incredible. It's called Quiet Lake Estate. And that's because there's two lakes on the property. The home has a grand entrance. It's 128 acres, Jamie, in Connecticut. The main house was built in
Can I just stop you here? Because let me tell you what gave away that I'm not going to be able to afford it.
Too late.
Connecticut.
It has, this is the other reasons you're not going to be able to afford it. The main house was built in the 1920s with sitting rooms, a dining room, and pretty much anything that you can think of. It has a formal library. It has, there's a flower cutting room along with 11 bedrooms.
Flower cutting room?
Yes. Well, you can't cut your flowers in the kitchen. That makes a mess. So there's a flower cutting room with 11 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms over three floors. There's ponds, a trout stream, and two lakes. Oh, that's not all. There's also a man-made waterfall in and outside the house, an in-and-out waterfall. And that's turned off on and off by a flip of a switch. And if you have horses, that's not a problem either, because there's an 8,000-square-foot barn with 11 stalls, and the interior of the barn is made of butternut wood, which apparently you can't even get anymore. They don't make butternut wood anymore. That's not all. There is two separate three-bedroom guest houses, and there are two helipads on the property, because I guess one helicopter is not enough. Or you get company, you know, you need the second helipad. got to park somewhere. And then, all of that, it was $42 million. It's knocked down now to the low, low price of $19 million.
Wow, that is a huge reduction. You're right. I think I can afford it. Maybe I should put an offer in.
I could come up and visit you on the helipad. Just make sure your helicopter is out of the way, because I need to wait to park.
You need to land yours. Because you know what screams helicopter? It's podcasting. Again, back to the podcasting.
Yes. All the money we make here. One of the things about the podcasting conventions is the nerds have really old pocket protectors because they can't afford new ones. So that's...
There's another house you have a story about, and I wanted to know about her house, her new luxury home.
Oh, yeah. Miley Cyrus went shopping, too, apparently. She had to do some of her moldy money, and she bought an equestrian and vineyard estate in Hidden Hills near Los Angeles, California. Now, she was cheap and only spent $4 million for hers, so... You know, I don't know what she was thinking, but $4 million.
Where is this again?
It's a Hidden Hills near Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's a 5-acre spread with a 6,500 square foot ranch style house. I mean, that's nothing. Built 1954. It has beamed ceilings, walls of French doors, wide plank wood floors, and pastoral views. And all of that is not why she bought this house. I can tell you the real reason why she bought this house. Are you ready?
Because it's on top of a hill and she has to climb to get up the hill. Oh, that's a Miley Cyrus song joke.
Oh, I didn't get it. Okay, good. Glad you got it. I didn't get it. I'm not up on my Miley Cyrus song. Sorry. It has a master suite and there's 7 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms and a riding arena and 2 paddocks and a 10-stall barn and a 550-vine vineyard. But all of that is not why she bought this house.
Because
why
she can have a big party in the USA. Oh, another Miley Cyrus song. Good.
Well, yes is the answer to that, because there is a 1,000 bottle wine cellar.
Party in the USA. Oh, yeah. Wine, 1,000. See, these rich people, they spend all this time collecting wine, and they get thousands of bottles, and then they sell the house, and they leave the wine. Didn't you have a big drink fest before you moved? Like a total booze fest?
I know these collectors are like the people who collect anything else, though. They just can't get around to drinking it because it would kill them.
You know what I would do if I was Miley Cyrus? I would come in like a wrecking ball and drink all the wine. God, I'm sorry. I love her song.
I'm really sorry we brought that up.
Yeah,
I apologize for the audience.
Because we can't stop drinking the wine, and we won't stop. I don't know anyone. That's all I got. It's really the only ones I know. But I thought it was impressive that I just came up with 4 Miley Cyrus songs, and they're all really good. I can't help it. I'm a fan.
I can tell. I didn't know you were so much of a Miley Cyrus fan, and now I think a little less of you.
I am a fan of great music, Glenn.
Well, it doesn't look like she's having any luck getting in from England through Skype, which we do have trouble with sometimes. Do you have a
Edmonton?
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So they had dressage, or I'm sorry, this is badminton. Dressage results are up for the 2 days. And remember when we were talking several weeks ago to, what's our friend from Horse and Country TV, Victoria?
Victoria, yeah.
And we were talking about Mary King, former winner, maybe not getting in to badminton because I guess the playing system, and there's always a huge waiting list. Well, she is currently sitting in 16th place with King's Temptress. So she is in there. She got in. She's riding King's Temptress. And so she didn't get waitlisted, basically. There are 61 competitors right now. In badminton, only one horse did not make it past the first horse inspection. And you know what? I could go through all these names, but you guys would not know many of them. I barely know any of them. So, you know, let's see. We can start with right now. Andrew Nicholson is in first place with Nero. He's sitting in first place with a 37.8. And then we've got Ingrid Klimke. It's all the people that you have heard of that are in the top five. Ingrid Klimke is in second with Horseware Hail Bob. I've never heard that. That's an awesome name. Hail Bob. Remember that comment? Okay. Clifton Promise is in third with Jock Paget. A German rider, Nicholas Beschorer, is in fourth. And then Bettina Hoy is in fifth with Designer 10. Other notable names, Mark Todd is in 10th place, tied for 10th place with Leonidas. Pippa Funnel is in 11th, or I guess 12th. Mary King is in 16th. And lots of other riders are in there. So if you want the results...
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody has gotten through. Maybe she can help us out. Let's see.
Oh, good.
We have listener Louise Bennett, hopefully live from badminton. Louise, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good. Oh, it's good to finally talk to you.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of trouble getting through, but I think I'm good now.
Well, I'm so excited you did get through because, first of all, you're in badminton. Tell us a little bit. Do you go every year?
Yeah, I'm usually here every year. I grew up in this area, so I used to come here a lot when I was younger, too. It's pretty much an annual event for me now, come here.
Now, I noticed that it seems like your English accent cuts in and out. Have you spent time in other places?
I was in Canada for 25 years, yeah.
That's what I noticed. Like, a little bit of Canadian comes through. But now, are you back living in England?
I am, yes.
Okay, so we'll get the by next year, Glenn, when she calls in from badminton, we'll have full-on English accent.
Yes, she will.
Canada will be gone. So paint a picture of it for us.
Well, as you probably know, it's the biggest four-star event in the world. attracts the top riders from many different countries. We've got the absolute cream of the British eventing community here this year, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty tough competition.
Now, what's the weather like?
It's clearing up. It was a little bit showery this morning. Obviously, it's cross-country day tomorrow, so we're hoping and praying for good weather for that tomorrow. Last year, it was not a good day. It was quite wet and windy, and the course was pretty tough, and there was a lot of tired horses as a result.
Right. No, it typically seems to rain. What is the forecast for tomorrow? I want to talk weather, but I mean, it's played such a part in the history of badminton.
Certainly does. Right now, I think that showers are forecast, but hopefully they will hold off.
Come on. This is like a huge day in England. They seriously need to do something about the weather. It's ridiculous. I love it. Well, so did you happen to see any of the top riders go, and who stuck out in your mind?
I did watch some of the dressage yesterday. I haven't actually had time to get into it today. But I did see some really nice horses go yesterday. Anthony Dickerson is probably in first place. He's 37.8. But Oliver Townend just rode his test just a few minutes ago, and he's gone into second place with 39.6. So, and then we have Ingrid Timko in third place with 40.2. So it's going to be a pretty tough start to the cross country tomorrow, I think. So I have a lot to live up to. So.
All right, I gotta ask Jamie Louise. I was listening to Badminton Radio. By the way, anybody can do that at their website.
Yeah.
Just look for Badminton Horse Trials. They have a really good radio over there during the event. And I was listening to Badminton Radio, and it seems like every time I turn on Badminton Radio every year, all they're talking about is food. So is the food good at badminton?
It certainly is. There's many, many different places to eat. There's lots of food on offer, as you can imagine.
And shopping, I know, is good, too, right? You don't do any of that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I did a lot of that yesterday. There's a lot of good deals he has.
I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us about what type of riding do you do?
Sorry, Jenny,
I said, what type of riding do you do? Are you an eventer as
well? What do I do? I've done low-level dressage. I did do a little bit of cross-country when I was younger, when I lived in England. But I plan to do quite a bit of hacking over here. That's very popular, as you're probably aware. And I just bought a horse last week, actually, an Irish sport horse who's done a bit of everything. So I'm hoping to have some fun with him.
You just got a new horse. Well, the shopping must be great then.
That's
definitely. Yes, you could have everything in the world, and when you have a new horse, you still need lots of new stuff.
That's right.
Congratulations on your new horse. That's so exciting.
Thank
What's his name?
Unfortunate name of Boggy. I'm not sure how he got the name Boggy, but I didn't like the name. So I just finished watching a really good TV series here called Poldark. So I decided to give him that name because he's very much like the main character in Poldark. He's tall, dark, and handsome, so I thought it was quite an appropriate name for him.
Oh, tall, dark. I love that. That is great. Tall, dark, and handsome. That should be his show name. There you go. Tall, dark, and handsome. Well, Louise, it's so exciting. I'm so glad that you decided to call in and touch base with us. Badminton Horse Trials, and if the leaderboard changes, definitely, you know, send me a message or something, or send us a message. We'll be keeping up with it throughout the show. But again, Andrew Nicholson is in first. Oliver Townend just moved into second place.
Yes, he did. And I'd be delighted to give you an update if you need one next on Monday or something, to let you know how the rest of the weekend went.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'll have Jennifer send you a message, or Glenn send you a message. That'd be fantastic. I'd love to know how everything went. And,
okay.
We would love that.
Okay.
Thank you, Louise.
Great to talk to you again.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
Thanks, Louise. Bye. Enjoy the tall dark.
I certainly will.
All right, bye.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she got through. Sometimes it doesn't always work with Skype technology, and she was breaking up a little bit, but it was nice to hear. You could hear people in the background. That was fun.
Yeah,
that is
very cool.
That is on both of our bucket lists. All three of our bucket lists is to get over the badminton horse trials for sure. Well, before we go to our commercial here for Kentucky Performance Products, Jamie, I just had somebody walk in to my studio here and is sitting in front of a microphone. Hi, Dr. Wendy Ying.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Glenn. How are you guys?
Hi, Wendy.
Jamie's on her cell phone because her luggage got lost on her trip to Oklahoma.
Oh,
so
no.
She has no microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And her ears perked up, Jamie, when she said she had bought an Irish sport horse because Wendy's the queen of Irish sport horses. So
I love the Irish sport horses.
Yep. She's the queen of that. Well, we are going to take a break here, and Wendy's going to join us throughout the rest of the show here today. She's actually staying for a couple days. Going to give me a driving lesson later today, right?
That's right. We're going driving.
Ah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. It's beautiful weather
nice.
Here. We're not having rain. We're not having rain, Jamie. No rain here. Don't worry about that.
All right. Rain here. you know what?
Her life.
Sorry. Sorry, I did that
to you. I was
going to say,
it's okay, just like, you know, after talking to Louisa, I realized that Oklahoma is just like being at badminton. So it's almost like I'm there.
Except for the tornado part. Yeah,
the and the horses and the being in England. That's
the
thing.
Big castle and all of that, too.
Why are you in Oklahoma?
But it's just like... I'm in Oklahoma visiting in-laws and bringing, you've got to do the baby tour. So this is baby tour 2015.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. We'll be back. We have another great guest for you and a lot more show to come, including really bad ads a little later in the day. We have a really cool prize for today's winner.
Her life was falling apart around her. But when she saw his sweet face and heard the low knicker, the pain eased. She stood in the stall for some time, running a brush over his sleek coat, down his powerful muscles and over his tight, cool tendons. He cocked his back leg, waiting patiently. She scratched his favorite spot and was rewarded with a crinkled smile and outstretched neck. The stress flowed from her body, and she knew with him in her life, she would make it through. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And, of course, you can find Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook at Kentucky Performance Products. You just search for them there. Well, Wendy is up here. Dr. Kyle is working this weekend.
Yeah, Dr. Kyle's at the Qi Institute in Redick, Florida, learning about Chinese medicine.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So that means you don't have anything to do. You get to hang out with us.
I know. So we can drive.
Yeah.
We don't have to study.
Do you know, Jamie, I have had that pony for almost 2 years, and Wendy has never come up and gone driving with me.
Well, it's about time. And what's exciting is that, you know, Wendy is kind of an expert. I've noticed when I watch the USDF network that she is like the voice of driving. And she maybe can help you with, first of all, Wendy, you know, his pony has bolted with him one time. And so now he's afraid to really
about
let him
try. 65 times. I don't tell you about all the other times he's bolted. Wendy's afraid to go in the cart with me today.
No, Wendy's going to be able to fix him and give you a little bit of confidence. So I'm excited to see kind of how that progresses through the weekend. So Wendy, we're counting on you to set this all right.
All right. I'll give you a report on Monday.
Please do.
See, this is a problem because normally I can only tell part of the truth and get away with it. But now with Wendy here, I'm stuck.
That's right.
That's bad.
You're pretty much in trouble. So, but it's going to be good. And I'm thinking that Glenn being in the back, you know, and kind of being a little more green as a driver, I think that what he thinks is a bolt, you're going to laugh at. So
I'm just going to think it's a fast trot.
Yeah, exactly. So he's afraid to kind of let him go along at a good clip. So I'm excited to see what happens when you drive the pony and go, Glenn, seriously, you're being a wuss. Just like when I take jump lessons and I'm being a wuss about cross country jump.
Well, I'm a wuss about cross country too. I just close my eyes and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's logical. Makes sense. Good call.
Well, Jennifer is trying to get our next guest on the line here, and I think she's having a little bit of trouble. It must be troubling guest day. Why don't we rearrange the schedule a little bit? And we have our fourth part in our Buy Me to Deworming that we have to do in our deworming series that we've been doing since the beginning of the year. Why don't we take a listen to that, and then we'll come back, and hopefully Jen will have located our guest. If not, we'll just have a little fun talking about other stuff. But this is Buy Me to Deworming and their doctor that I had a chance to do this series with. So we'll be back in just a minute. Well, Glenn, back with you from the Horse Radio Network, and I have Dr. Ellefson back with me, and he is the Director of Technical Services at Bimeda Incorporated. And, of course, we're talking in our continuing series about deworming, and we've covered many different topics over the last couple of months. Today, Dr. Ellefson, I thought we would cover tapeworms. They're the biggest and nastiest. So what is a tapeworm?
Well, you know, a tapeworm is a different class of parasite, and I think most people are familiar with tapeworms. They've seen the little segments, maybe on their dog or cat. Coin tapeworm is different in that you don't see tapeworm segments ever, or hardly ever, in the manure or around the tail. They have an interesting life cycle, which is why we see them throughout the entire United States to varying degrees. The tapeworm is going to lay an egg, and there's a small insect that's very common called a grain mite or a batted mite that feeds on the manure and picks up the eggs. And then the baby tapeworms, if you will, hatch within that insect, but then that insect is in hay and grass, and as the horse eats that, it picks up the insect, and those baby tapeworms are released, and they go to that particular area of the GI tract where they live and attach and turn into adults, which start passing out segments that contain eggs, and the life cycle completed. We really didn't pay a lot of attention to tapeworms for a long time, and about 10 years ago or so, we started noticing certain types of colic were highly related and correlated to tapeworm infection in those horses. Spasmodic colic, we would see about 1 in 5 spasmodic colics had a high tapeworm load, and a condition called ileal impaction, which is an impaction of the part of the small intestine before it goes into the cecum and large bowel in the horse, impaction of that area, we'd find 4 out of 5 horses with that condition had high tapeworm loads. And lastly, a condition with a kind of a complicated name called ileocecal intussusception, which means the small bowel is telescoping inside of the cecum, the large blind-ended sac that correlates to our appendix. In those cases, 100% of those particular conditions have tapeworm infestation. So we now know that, you know, several types of colic are directly related to horses with tapeworms.
Now, what damage can they do? Obviously, the impactions you just talked about. Is there other things that they do?
You know, the impaction and the colics are the major things that we're concerned about. And, you know, the thought is that because those tapeworms are attached with hooks and are feeding in that area, that they actually are affecting the nerves to the gastrointestinal tract. And they're interrupting the normal movement of materials, and that's why. That's why we get impactions and the intussusception and the different things that we've already talked about.
I know I looked it up on Google and looked at the images section and I regretted it. So I didn't do that again. So now I do know that with dewormers, you really have to look for a dewormer that covers tapeworms. And in Bimedia's case, what would we be looking for?
Aquamax is the product you'd be looking for. A dewormer needs to contain praziquantel. That's the active ingredient that the dewormer needs to contain in order to be effective against tapeworms. In Equimax's case, it's of the three products on the market that control tapeworms, and Equimax also has the widest safety approval margin of the three products that are approved for tapeworms, in that you can use it in lactating mares, pregnant mares, breeding stallions, or foals as young as 1 month of age.
And I like the way the website is set up at bimediaequine.com. When you go to the Equimax page, you guys are really specific about what things cover, and all the details are on the website, including charts, which makes it very easy to compare it to other products as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've put a lot of effort into that and tried to make it as easy for the horse owner as possible.
I know some of your competition, you were talking about pregnant and lactating mares, and their products are not recommended for that, or the foals. You really do have one of the products that has one of the widest coverages that way.
Correct. That's true. We're very proud of that fact.
And that's Equimax for tapeworms. Of course, there's many other different products. You can find them all at bimediaequine.com, and just go on there. They have all kinds of sections on there, from deworming plans to which parasites are which. If you want to see some nasty pictures, they probably will provide you with that too. And all the different equine products they have, which are a number of them. So you can find out all the details to all of them at bimediaequine.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Ellefson, or Dr. Dave, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Glenn. It's been a pleasure.
And we thank Bimedia Equine for all of their support of all the shows here on the Horse Radio Network. Well, coming up next is a guy who's no stranger to doing shows. You see him on the TV show Discovering the Horseman Within on RFD TV. His name is Ken McNabb. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Great to have you on. It's so good to talk to you. You have been doing that show for a long time, haven't you? It's like 7-8 years.
No, 10 years. May 5th was our 10-year anniversary.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been there a long time.
I hardly remember RFD being around for 10 years.
I know.
Wow, time flies. Well, are you still enjoying doing it? I mean, that's a long time to be doing the same show.
You know what? I love it. It's a great opportunity to get to get in people's living rooms, as you well know, and be able to help them on what is important to them and things that, you know, matter to them on a daily basis. And so it's fun. It's very rewarding.
I always often wondered, and I love how TV productions are made and how they're done. Do you film all the episodes in like 1 week, or do you spread it out? How do you do yours?
Well, I would like to say we film them all in 1 week, but the truth is we'll film probably 3 to 5 shows a week. And so, you know, we'll have to film about 5 to 6 weeks a year to get all of that done. And we spread that out over the course of all 4 seasons. And so some of our shows are in the winter, and sometimes we're outside getting snowed on, and sometimes we're in a barn, and sometimes we're out in beautiful springtime weather. So.
And I know in TV there's a ton of post-production, just the editing and the sound and just everything that goes into post-production. Do you get involved in that at all, or do you pretty much see the finished product?
Well, I'm very, very blessed. I work with a great team of people who really understand the horse industry and have been filming horses and horse television shows for a long time. And so my involvement there is very, very limited. You know, I direct what I want the show to look like, content, cutting each frame, and matching sound, and no, I leave that to people who are really good at it, and I try to stay as far out of their way as I possibly can.
Well, you know, that is my dream job, is I just show up, I talk on the radio, not have to do any of the other stuff that I do, and then I can just go play with my horses. I would love that. I want that job, Ken. I just could do that.
Well, I hate to tell you, but that isn't quite the way the job works, but it's similar. I have other ugly things to do, that's for sure. I just don't turn the computer on and attempt to edit, but... I think we all want that dream job where we just work with our horses.
Yeah,
That would certainly be a great day.
And someone else pays the bills.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what the problem with the horse business is? It comes with people. That's the problem with the horse business. If it was just the horses, we'd all be okay, right? But we always have said, then you got the people involved, and they're the ones that you get in trouble with. So,
you can get in trouble with people, but again, I'm very blessed. I have the best customers in the world. I honestly was speaking to a man recently, and he asked me, he said, how many people do you have putting out fires on a daily basis? And I told him, I don't. I'm very blessed. I don't have any fires to put out. I have been doing this for a little over 20 years, and I have to say during that time, I really can only count a couple of people that were painful. Most of them have been really great people to work with.
Well, we always had when we were actively in the business too, we always had a motto, and I learned this a long time ago from a great salesman. He said, fire one, your worst customer every year, and you'll have 20% more time the next year. And we tended to do that, and it was true.
Yeah. That
one troublesome customer is usually the one that pays you the least and takes up 20% of your time.
It's always a good policy to tell them, you know, I don't think we're a good match, and there's probably somebody else you're going to like better than me.
Well, you did that much more eloquently than I used to, Ken. So people should listen to you and not me. Hey, Ken, you've got a sale coming up. Tell us about that.
I do. We have the 7th annual Diamond McNabb Ranch Horse Sale coming up on the 6th of June. This has been something that has just been so much fun for us. We launched it really in the fall of 2007, but our first sale wasn't actually until June of 2009. But it's a fantastic program. I partnered with Diamond Ranches out of central Wyoming, and then we have a small select handful of ranchers from around the United States that we know well, that we've worked with for years, that all consign. And so we'll bring about 110 head of horses to the sale on June 6th. And they are super well-broke horses. The time and effort and training put into them, all training methods that I promote and use daily on the show and in my daily life as a clinician and as a rancher. So, you know, for us, one of the things that we focused on is that the horse that everybody wants as a trail horse or a backyard horse is that retired ranch horse. And there's simply not enough of them, because ranch horses happen by accident. The way ranch horses normally happen is you have a ranch, and so you have horses, and in 4 or 5 years you have a ranch horse. So what we did is said, all right, but let's actually train that horse. Let's actually produce that horse and train that horse and put the effort into making him a really good one. So that's been a lot of fun.
I got to tell you, I picked out my favorite. I've been on the website. It's dmhorses.com. And I like Ace. I picked out Ace. He has a cute face and a kind eye. And that it just
oh,
and he's
yeah.
fat. But
all right, I'm looking for Ace.
Yeah, Ace
what
on the
he?
Website here. That's, he is cute.
One of the things we've noticed is that fat is always a pretty pillar.
we like
good
yeah.
healthy horses.
I'm super hot.
I was listening to Dr. Dave there, and candidly, deworming and a deworming program, particularly for tapes, is so critically important. And that's been one of the things that we have noticed over the last 8.5 years of doing this program that makes horses like Ace look fat, is a really solid deworming program.
Well, thank you for that. Well, I do like Ace. Did you pick out a favorite, Jamie? Do you have a favorite?
I did. My favorite is Sargent. He is a beautiful, solid bay gelding, 2005. And I love it. A lot of these horses have videos online. I was wondering how on earth you get so many well-broke, good-looking horses all together. And I guess it makes sense that you kind of get them from all over the place. I thought, my gosh, Ken's got a whole bunch of horses he needs to get rid of is what causes sale.
Well, we do. I mean, candidly, the sale is broken to thirds. About a third of them are personally owned by me. About a third of them are personally owned by my partner, Deemer True. And then a third of them come from consigners. But it takes a lot of effort and a lot of great riders. We have, between the two ranches, we probably employ year-round something like 18 to 20 riders.
Wow.
And it takes a lot of people with a lot of dedication who really intend to produce quality horses. And
how do you get
so
that job?
I want to work for you. Right. That's a well, you apply, and then we go through a whole process. But quite honestly, it is. I tell the kids that work for me all the time, man, I want your job. Because it really is fun. They have some hard work to do. They do, you know, they have to do all the chores too and build some fence, and you know, it's a ranch. Life happens on a ranch. But
so I gotta ask you, Ken, is the interview sort of like City Slickers, where you take them, a horse and a cow, out in the middle of nowhere, drop them off and give them 3 days to get home?
Sort of, somewhat. To be candid, I had a young man come interview, and he talked really well, and he talked a lot. And so I just put him on a horse, and I said, here, you come with me. And we rode, and the more we rode, the more he talked. And I thought, I'm going to ride till he can't talk anymore. And I went and found some really rough country, and pretty soon he said, wow. And that's all he could say. And that's how we hired him, because he was a pretty good kid.
You finally got him to shut up. Be like, okay, he does shut up. I can hire him.
You know how they say,
he's teachable.
You know, Ken, how the saying goes, you ride the buck out of him. You rode the talk out of him.
I did. And as I come to learn later in years, that took some real doing. That young man could really talk. He was also really a good hand.
That's funny. Well, people can find, if they want to learn about this, where is it exactly and what is the date?
The sale is at the Powderhorn Ranch, which is 25 miles southwest of Douglas, Wyoming, and it will be on June 5th and 6th. You want to come out Friday night, June 5th. We have an informal preview. I'll do a horse training demonstration that evening. People just work and ride and have a great time. Really works out well. And then the sale will start, preview starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, June 6th. And the sale will start at 1 p.m. Mountain Time sharp. You can view it online at dvauction.com. We will have a great time. We will have so much fun. We have hundreds of people come every year, and we have a large group of people who come back just because of the event. They come with no intentions of purchasing a horse. They just enjoy the event, and they come to be a part of it.
And I know the listeners will be disappointed if I don't ask. And what are the prices run?
Well, I tell you what, it's a competitive bid auction. And so I hope you get very competitive. That's always that's always my hope. I'll give you a 3-year run of averages. In 2012. Our average was $10,000 across the board. In 2013, it dropped down to $7,500. And in 2014, we had a $12,000 average across the board.
Whoa.
That's good.
Wow.
So it's a very realistic average in that we always have some horses that come in on the low side. We also have some horses that come in on the high side. Our top selling horse last year was $35,000.
Whoa.
Ridden by one of my partner's granddaughters. She started him as a 2-year-old, and he was a 6-year-old. No fibbing here, true story. She gathered cattle on him bridleless routinely, and I mean bridleless, no neck rope, nothing. She was more than once wrangled horses in on him. And by wrangle, for those that are listening that don't understand what I mean, she went out into a 300 to 500 acre pasture and gathered as many as 50 to 60 head of horses with absolutely nothing on him. Just hopped on bareback and went and did it. He was an incredibly broke little horse.
How did you sell a horse like that?
You know, that is always the question, and it's a very good question. And the one thing that I tell my crew and my children and of course, my partner has a big group of grandchildren that are all like kids to me. I love them all dearly. They're great kids. And I tell them all every year, remember, we're going to take a hard hit today so that we can give other people the opportunity to own as good a horse as we do. And and it is hard. If you get the one hard moment, if you come to the sale, I have 36 and 37 year old men out back in that barn bawling their eyes out with little kids, because it is hard. Because everybody loves their horses. They put a lot of time and effort into labor of love. We get well paid for it, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, it's hard. My favorite horse this year is Devin. And it'll be a really hard day for me to sell Devin. He and I have partners, and we fit like the glove together. And it'll be a hard moment. But it's a good moment because I know somebody else just sat down on a horse that they're going to love forever. They get a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So if he doesn't fit, they can return him. But I know that he's going to fit, and they're going to love him forever, and he's going to have the perfect home. And so you console yourself with that, but it is a hard moment.
Well, we've all had to do it in the past, sell horses that we would have rather not sold. And for whatever reason that you have to do it, or it's just part of your business, that's what it takes. And I know how difficult that is. It is dmhorses.com is the website. And where can people, you have a website, kenmcnabb.com too, right?
That is correct. Yep.
All right, very good. Well, Ken, it's been a pleasure chatting with you and getting to know you a little bit. And we wish you the best of luck at the sale.
Well, thank you both very much. I've sure enjoyed your show and look forward to the next time.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Take care.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. So the other thing we learned just a minute ago here, guys, is that, and by the way, we have Dr. Wendy Ying here with us, as well as Jamie on her phone in Oklahoma because her equipment's still on the way from the airport. The other thing we learned is that not only does eventing and dressage not pay anything, But ranch horses go for more than lower level eventing and dressage horses.
Hey, my gosh, I know. It's like averages. Averages 12 grand. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know what, though? I was watching some of the videos, these horses just going down these rocky slopes and charging into water like no big deal. And I'm like, I should train my event horses as ranch horses.
There you go. That'll solve the problem.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, you definitely got a deal on Beaker. What did we buy him for on Craigslist? $900?
He was $900, yeah.
He's like the perfect trail riding ranch horse.
That's how much Edward cost. So I got off the track thoroughbred for the same price you paid for your well broke ranch horse. God, I'm shopping in the wrong places. What is wrong with me?
You need to go to Craigslist, which reminds me, it is time for this.
Pay attention. Oh.
If you ain't met one by now,
sorry about that.
Too soon,
didn't mean to
later.
Break your drum.
He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Horse trading. And that's right. You heard about some great horses that are coming up for sale at an auction here on June the 6th. And now you're going to hear about some not so great horses that are for sale on Craigslist all over this wonderful country of ours.
The horses and might be great, but the authors of the ads are worse.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah. We can't blame it all on the horses, right? I mean, they didn't pick their owner.
Yeah.
They didn't have a choice. So we are brought to you today by EquityMFG.com, of course, the home of the best manure forks in the world. You can find the Flex and Fork there and the Shake and Fork. Let's talk about the Shake and Fork today. I used mine this morning out cleaning the stalls. We had to have them in for a little while yesterday because Jennifer had to bathe the horses so Wendy didn't see them all dirty.
Thank you.
So she had to give them a bath and put them in the barn to dry off so they wouldn't roll because Scooter's great at just going out and rolling immediately.
You can take the girl out of Pony Club, but you can't take Pony Club out of the girl.
That's true. That is so true. Can we... Well, we are, I used that Shake and Fork to clean the stalls this morning. It took me no time at all. And literally, I had not plugged it in a long time, a couple months, and the thing ran fine. I don't know. This fork is 3 years old. It's the motorized one that you press the trigger and the head goes, and it shakes the bedding out and keeps the poop on the fork for you. And let me tell you, it's been 3 years old, and that battery is still unbelievable. I've never had batteries that work like the Shake and Fork's battery. I don't know what he uses in there, but they are really, really good. Tesla, the electric cars, should really talk to him about batteries. And it is really good. If you clean more than three stalls a day, you should check out the Shake and Fork. I know it costs over $200, but let me tell you, it is going to be worth the money. In time, it will save you half the time and half the bedding cleaning your stalls. In no time, you'll have
that.
And
what about shoulder surgery?
And shoulder surgery, that's right. A lot of people actually who have trouble or handicapped of some kind use the Shake and Fork for that reason. They can't shake the fork, and right, it does it for you. It's really good that way. So check it out. They're strong, they're sturdy, and they're worth the money at EquityMFG.com. Well, I have the prize for everybody today. And you're going to love this prize. We have a gift pack from Saddleback Chocolates. They're going to send you an entire box of chocolates. We reviewed this company and over on Stable Scoop. Go over to StableScoop.com and listen to this week's show. Helene and I reviewed this company. They said, we have these really great chocolates. And we have gotten chocolates in the past from companies that just weren't good. I mean, they just weren't. Lindt comes to mind. Sorry, frog in my throat. We just had some really bad chocolates, and Helene and I were both like, do we want to do this? And we're like, okay, send the chocolates. So we get the chocolates in, and they, not only are they really cute and have horsey designs on them, like I've never seen in Clarity before. They're like painted on, I don't know. They're really, really cool. They did a whole line. We ate some of the racing line of chocolates during the Kentucky Derby. And they were really good. This is excellent chocolate. I would put it up there with Ghirardelli. This is really good chocolate. It's Saddleback chocolates, and they can do custom chocolates. One of the things they can do is a custom, your business card on a chocolate bar.
Oh, really?
And you send it to the person. It comes in a cute little case, and you can send it out, and it has your business card right on it. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. So it's called
Saddleback.
And then
they eat it, and they don't have your business card anymore.
They are clever because you put the real business card in the little packet right above it. Send them both. I thought about that, I think. Saddleback Chocolates, you can hear more about them on the Stable Scoop Show this week, but we're giving away a gift basket full of that, and it's saddlebackchocolates.com to the winner of today's show. And, of course, everybody is entered for the drawings for the Flex and Fork and the Shake and Fork. Well, let's get started here, guys. And I think, I don't know who has the first one here.
One of our listeners posted this on our page, and I'm trying to find who it is right now. But post our page. I can't find it. So I was just going to just go through real quick because the picture is really funny. And you probably have seen this on Facebook, but it's somebody who's barrel racing a whole animal, and she's riding barrels and apparently is selling said barrel animal. But they do let you know that it does bite, and it really likes cows. Like, there's a little, take a chunk out of them, until you realize that she's riding and barrel racing a Tyrannosaurus Rex. That was funny. So we need to share that post that came on our page.
You could eliminate the competition very quickly that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Here, go have lunch, and I'll be alone in the next class.
I love the no gate issues, no buck, but I won't lie, he sometimes bites.
All right, I have the first one here from Darren Augustine. Cool name. That's a movie star named Darren Augustine. That's a great name. Nice roan mare, $1,200. I am a Chubbers, 9 years old, low, 14.1 hands, and built like a meatloaf. I have reasonable manners and I'm kind of a brat to bridle, but make up for it by being super lovable, easy to catch, and not spooky. Walk and trot are simple tasks for me, but I need extra motivation to canter. I have lots of trail experience, but I suck at loping in circles. I am not mean or snarky. I don't get the blues very often, and I have a fun personality. You can check out my photos.
Can I tell you how much I love the I'm built like a meatloaf?
A meatloaf.
That is so great. I've never heard that.
Well, they're being honest here. This one's a fatty patty.
And
I think we've all had that horse that wasn't motivated to canter. I mean, there's a lot of those out there. But, you know, the weight could have something to do with that.
Built like a meatloaf. I know lots of people that are built like meatloaf, so they can't canter in circles.
They
either.
Don't like to canter either, yeah.
All right, Edna sent in the next one. Safit, and by the way, Dr. Wendy, don't think you're going to get away with not reading some of mine. So I'll read this one, and then you're doing the next one. All right, this is the Safist Horse for Sale. Safist Horse for Sale in $2,000 in Bronzeville. I don't want to sell this horse. I don't want to sell this horse, but he a good one. He brown. He is super safe and can handle anyone. I can't believe I'm letting her go, but he will make someone really happy. He's registered and sees vets sometimes. We'll try to find register paper before purchase. Poor Chase. Email Mr. if interest.
Okay, what exactly was it? Was it a male or female or?
I don't know.
Brown.
He's a good one. She's
brown.
Really
there
nice.
You go.
It's brown.
It's a eunuch.
It is registered.
We haven't had eunuchs in a long time. This one's a eunuch.
Yeah.
There we go.
Somebody watches Game of Thrones. All right. That was a bad ad, Edna. That was a really bad ad. I don't even know what they were telling.
And they were a little mixed up on their genders. A little gender identity issue there.
Yeah.
Susan Jenkins sent in the next one. Selling Ford truck, $1,200.
Oh.
Okay, now we have to tell you about the picture first. This is a picture of a white Ford truck. Looks to maybe 1500, maybe, if it's, you know, or whatever they are in Ford lingo. 150. Yeah, an 80s 150 maybe, and it is entirely covered in bees. I mean, you can barely tell that it's white. So this is the ad. $1,200 or best offer. This has been a good truck for me, but I have to sell it because I can't ever get to it with all of the bees around it. They have been in and around it for almost 2 months now, and I haven't been able to get near 5 feet or else I get stung. And I'm sick of it. As I still have welts from months ago. Stingings, and I can't even get to work because I can't get to my truck. So I have to sell it. Test drives at your own risk. I can't go with you. There's too many bees.
I cannot be a real ad.
I don't think it's a real ad. I think somebody made that up, but it's funny.
That's so funny.
The picture is great. It's just totally covered in bees.
Oh my gosh, that's
all on that. They're going to say, I
would
just get rid of the bees. It's
$1,200.
I'm
going to
have a new truck.
That's right. All right, Wendy, you're up, right?
Yes.
Right next to the mic.
All right. This is sent in by Edna Pearson. So top champion horse available. $20,000.
Woo! Ranch horse.
Ranch horse. Top champ horse available. Gelding in very good condition on ground and in saddle. Can jump up to 2.6 and has done local show, always ribbons, and he is an amazing jumper and does high stuff. Incredible mover. Was lame a couple times and rectably, but not really anymore. Still tons of life in him. Email for info.
He jumps so straight, except for that one leg that's missing. It's like,
yeah. And what I got was that he's still got tons of life in him. He's not dead from being lame. So that's a good thing.
That's good. That's
well,
good
he's probably like 26 or
that's
so.
That's true.
So
yeah.
He's got tons of life in him.
Yeah.
But we don't know that because they didn't write how big he is, what color he is, how old he is, what kind he is.
No, love that they think they can get 20 grand for a lame jumper. I love that.
Yeah, and you can't even count that as a jumper. 2'6"?
Yeah, 2'6". But
that's not
high-high
stuff.
It's high-high.
That is high-high.
Yeah, high-high. Jet even jumps 2'6".
And he's an incredible mover, except for that limp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the limp. 10 plus plus mover.
You guys are so picky. So picky with your 20
degrees. Divas. Divas. And I love the fact that they spelled their city wrong. Wichita is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, you're right. That's funny. All right. Shelly Crosby. Thank you, Edna, for that one. It was good. Shelly Crosby sent the following one in. It's our first trailer of the week. And
oh,
God,
Lord,
I don't know
where
they
mercy.
Find these things. I love the ad. Okay, this is our typical that we see every week. Rounded front, two-horse trailer that has little windows. It's probably about 1940s style. Oh, it says 1969. So 1960s vintage. One of the wheels is off. Apparently, it doesn't go on. And the hitch looks like it has something left to be desired. And it's the rust color that we're all very familiar with. But the ad is the best part of this one. Cheap horse trailer, $400. By the way, that's not over my approved price for cheap horse trailer. 1969 homemade two-horse trailer, title in hand. I cut the top off because our horses were pretty tall and they would hit their heads.
Oh, my God.
Did I mention that it's a convertible? There's no top on it. He says we still have the top. It could be put back on. Good floor with heavy mat. Tires are all decent. Decent. We used it to haul our horses as recently as last hunting season. Now, he doesn't say when that was. It could have been 10 years ago, right?
Poor horses. My God.
That was the first.
You cannot put horses in there.
Would you think about cutting the top off your trailer if your horses didn't fit?
No.
No. And the fact is, like, there's still the frame. So the horses would have to duck their head under that first bar, and then they'd be able to stand. Oh, my gosh. Poor horses.
I don't think the frame goes all the way around. I think that's just sharp metal on the edges that they have to avoid.
And, yeah. And look at the corner. Jeez, it's just a nightmare. Oh, my God. You would think, though, Glenn, 5 years we've been doing this show, right? You would think we could not find a two-horse 1960s bumper pull that looks different. Yet, continually, our awesome listeners keep finding these ones we've never seen before. I know.
We probably had 200 to 300 horse trailers in the time we've been doing this. And no two are alike. They're all different.
No. They're all equally terrible.
All right. You want to do the next one, James?
Oh, my God. This makes me happy. Brenda, thank you so much for sending this one in. AQHA Mare, $1,800 in Palmdale. To approved home only. Gray Mare is 8. My daughter left them behind for a low-life loser, and I haven't time for all that riding, mucking, primping, fussing, and the like. Not that I don't like them. It's just the horse was the kid's idea, not mine, so she got to go.
You can just picture
God.
This low-life loser,
like
too,
that.
Can't you? You can just picture him.
Yeah. I just love the fact that my daughter left him for a low-life loser. Oh, my God. All right. I will I'll do the next one. Wendy, you get the last one.
Okay.
All right. So Beth sent in the next one, and it's an Arabian horse registered gelding. Lots of this is the title. Arabian horse registered gelding. Lots of chrome includes his items. $1,800 in Montgomery, Alabama.
Ooh, Alabama. Alabama.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Does that mean I have to do Southern?
Yes.
Oh, I love when you do Southern.
There you go. There's your answer.
Gift into Southern gear here.
Hey, y'all. It's a beautiful, full-bred, Egyptian-type Arabian horse. Remember those white Arabians and Ben-Hur? Has been ridden English and Western. Would make a great companion horse if you're willing to train him. Would make a great competition horse if you're willing to train him. Also, he's a nice trail horse. This horse has an incredible personality, a total fun horse, and if you want a fantastic horse, you check out this guy. About 11 or 12 years old, looks like Secretary Junior.
Wait a minute, the Arabian looks like Secretary Junior?
Looks like Secretary Junior. Everyone loves, and when I say Junior, I mean like Endale Junior, like Secretary Junior. Everyone loves this guy. He's been well cared for and is up to date and shots and worming and hard hooves with no shoes. Comes with a boatload of stuff like blankets and health and beauty aids as well as feed. He's cheap to keep. Come meet this guy. You'll fall in love. Like other dishy, distinct lads of his type, don't let this guy get away from you. You can check him out. You might want to bring your trailer.
Very well read. Very well.
Good job. Secretary Junior, my Arabian horse. There you go. Like Ben Hur. The same color. Oh, Lord.
My face hurts.
That's funny.
All right. That was very good, Beth. That was very, very good. I don't know where you found that one, but that was very good.
In Alabama.
Margaret Montgomery. Margaret Scholes. Very fast APHA filly, $1,500. Flashy, fast, cute, started. This filly will get you noticed. So much speed in a small package. I wouldn't call her completely broke, but she's pretty good. She has papers. Nice little baby doll head and crusty neck with a big butt.
Big old meatloaf butt.
Meatloaf butt, but she's fast. God, she's flashy fast. That meatloaf butt just waddling along.
I love the fact that she's fast because she's not broke. Like, let's just put that together.
Yeah, like my pony, that bolting fast. He's fast, but he's bolting. Oh, that's funny. That's great. All right, Wendy, you have the last one today.
All right. This is from Tracy Guiarno.
Guarino.
Okay. Multicolored white horse to a good home, $500. Billing. Sheba is a 19-year-old white horse with multicolored spots of brown and black all over and in great condition. Bomb-proof. My daughter has done backflips on her. I want her to go to a nice home where she can run and play with other horses. Please contact me if you want to come and have a look.
You think the backflips were intentionally done or accidentally done? Yeah.
I like the fact that come and look because she's flea bitten gray. Not that she not white with
brown spots. Yeah, brown spots. All right, what a great batch of ads today. My face hurts from laughing. So let me ask you guys, this is a tough one today, but you know, the chocolates, I'm kind of leaning towards Secretary of Junior.
I really am.
Jamie, are you leaning that direction?
I like the bees in the truck. It was really funny. I like Secretariat. You know, people, that's great. I can't argue with it. I love
Meatloaf was good though, too.
Meatloaf butt on it. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, I like that one too.
The first Chubbers. One with Darrenson in the I'm Chubbers with, and you know, Meatloaf kind of set the stage for the rest of the day. So,
and I like when they write it as a personal ad.
Yeah,
you know, so like the words is like an occasion thing.
Sure. Hi, I am Chubbers.
Check out my photos on Facebook.
I'm 14.1 and built like a meatloaf.
I love that you did that in like your sexy voice, like hi.
I know that your creepy internet voice, I think.
My creepy,
kind of more creepy
stalker voice.
Yeah, that's your creepy stalker voice.
Hi, I'm Cheddar.
Stop it! That's got to win.
Oh, God. Darren wins. Yay, Darren.
Yeah. We're going to be saying that all day.
Yeah. Hi. You're going to see my pony and you're going to go, God, he looks like a meatloaf.
You know what's awful is I'm actually going clothes shopping with my mother-in-law today, and she's like, you need new clothes. And now I'm going to feel like a meatloaf in front of the mirror. That's all I'm going to see.
Well, Jamie, we hoped a couple things for you over this weekend. We hope you get your luggage back so you can get out of your mother-in-law's clothes and actually be able to leave the house. So we hope for that for you, and we hope that the storms abate and that you have a sunny, lovely, non-tornado-ridden weekend.
It's supposed to rain till we leave, so that's exciting.
Well, you can stay inside and have family time.
Well, I live in the desert. Lucas loves it. He's so fascinated by the rain. It's so, you know what, we'll enjoy every second of it.
Well, that was a fantastic batch of really bad ads. If you want to send one in, send it to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Put copy and paste the entire ad into the email and send it to her for next week's show. We love the ads that you guys send in. You do a tremendous job each week, and we really appreciate
it. Oh,
thank you,
it.
Wendy, for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me.
We have to go because we have to go play with our horses now. We're done working.
Go ahead. Say it. You have to go play with My Little Pony.
I have to go play with.
And if I had the sound, I would hit it.
I think Jennifer's probably gearing up for that. We're going to do that.
There it is.
My little pony.
Are you grown?
You know, I could play Pegasus out if you'd like.
No, you can't, because you can't. Oh, my gosh. Well, you
see y'all Monday.
See y'all.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
Bye.
Face hurts.